Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real. I'd like to start this week's podcast with my proprietary comments before I get to the prepared portion of the podcast. So let me begin by speaking to you about Wall Street in general and the Swiss gold vote specifically. Gold is hated now more than ever by governments and by big Wall Street banks because it is imperative now to keep the illusion of confidence in paper currencies. To that end, one Wilhelm Buter, which this gentleman serves as Citigroup's chief economist, joked with, which sadly has become the bastion of Keynesian thought, Bloomberg Television. He joked with Tom Keene of Bloomberg Surveillance earlier this week. And the joke was that gold has the same intrinsic value as Girl Scout cookies. That's what they said. That gold has the same intrinsic value as a Girl Scout cookie, because Girl Scout cookies are going digital. Their sales are going digital during their season between, I believe it's January and April. Mr. Buter, in an attempt to ensure the Swiss would vote no to increase their holdings in gold reserves to 20% of the entire reserves, had this to say about gold. Quote, the Swiss vote is ridiculous, and no self-respecting central bank should ever be putting a large chunk in a single commodity. He further said, again, staying in quotes, gold is in a 6,000-year-old bubble. 6,000-year-old bubble. Close quote. What arrogance of this gentleman. What desperation Wall Street central banks have stooped to. See, this is why I hate Wall Street, and Wall Street hates me, and why I can't stand the government. Instead of allowing the free market to determine interest rates, allowing the money supply to be contained, they're going apoplectic in the mainstream media, in Wall Street, in government, because they have to make sure confidence in paper currencies is maintained. So Mr. Buter, the chief economist for Citigroup, has the arrogance to say that gold has been in a 6,000-year-old bubble. He is willing, one man is willing to erase thousands of years of collective human consciousness that says that gold is something that has intrinsic value. But he didn't just end there. He continued. Citigroup's chief economist said that gold has become a fiat commodity or a fiat commodity currency, just like the US dollar, the euro, and the yen. And then he goes on to say, this is the most ridiculous part of the plethora of asinine things that came out of this gentleman's mouth, which won him a spot on Bloomberg Surveillance. Quote, the main difference between them, and them being fiat currencies, are that gold is very costly to produce, while the production of additional paper money has an extremely low marginal cost. Close quote. So listen to what this gentleman had to say. Listen to the stupidity he was willing to stoop to make you think he knows what he's talking about, to try to convince you and the Swiss not to vote yes on the gold referendum. He says gold is just another fiat currency, and in the same breath says the main difference between gold and fiat currencies is that gold is costly to produce. Well, maybe the gentleman doesn't know the definition of the term fiat, which means by decree or by edict. In other words, governments can declare with minimal effort and cost an unlimited amount of paper and digital currencies into existence. That's what makes them different. But gold, as Mr. Buter clearly understands because he says it, it's very difficult to pull out of the ground. It's very costly to produce. And that, Mr. Buter, is its very beauty. That's what makes it valuable. Gold is very beautiful. It's extremely rare. It's virtually indestructible. It's very costly to produce. And that's why people use it to store their value, their wealth. Because you can't destroy it. You can't create it by fiat or decree. It's very rare and very beautiful. Now, quickly turning, because I know I'm going to go long on this podcast. This is another reason why I am telling my investors, look, I believe that gold is going significantly higher, and it's why I suffered with that position that I have in the gold mining shares, and will add to it over the course of time. Listen to this. What have we really accomplished in 2014? Well, commodities, not just gold, and actually gold hasn't been crushed, but gold mining shares have been crushed, but commodities in general are being crushed. Emerging markets are down. Bond yields are plummeting. Small cap stocks are down on the year. There's been a very narrow rally, mostly confined to a small group of tech, pharma, and large cap stocks. So all the hoopty-la of all this money printing, it's really done not much good. And it's done a whole lot of bad. It has created incredible asset bubbles in large cap stocks, bonds, and another renewed bubble in real estate. It has served to erode the middle class. And booming debt levels. Those are the results of Keynesian fiscal and monetary policies worldwide. And here's why I know gold is going to have the last laugh. The national debt, the U.S. national debt, officially eclipsed $18 trillion on November 28th. $18 trillion. Investors will have to own gold once the Treasury is forced to pay a more normal interest rate on all that debt. Now, inflation is the goal of every central bank, and that will eventually cause interest rates to mean revert. Asset bubbles will then collapse. And guess what? Paying an average interest rate going back 40 years of around 6 or 7% on our debt, that will equate to over $1 trillion every year just on interest payments on the debt alone. That is going to lead to economic chaos and soaring inflation not too far off. Now, alternatively, you might say, well, the Fed will keep printing money and Japan will keep printing money and Europe will print money and it'll never equal inflation. But the other side of that coin is, if it doesn't bring about inflation and growth, which seem to be going together in this world of fiat paper money, inflation and growth seem to be going hand in hand. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Growth comes from productivity. But in this world of fiat currencies, you print first and then hope for growth later. If they don't engender growth, they're going to continue to run up massive, massive deficits because the revenue just won't be there. So you're forced with one or two conclusions. Interest rates rise. We default on our debt because we can't pay the interest. Interest rates don't rise because the economy never really gets above the 2% level, which is where it's been stuck at since 2010. And deficits continue to mount, $500 billion, $1 trillion. Going out to 2018, they'd go way over $1 trillion, according to not me, according to the CBO. So this is not going to end well, and is why I'm taking a tremendous amount of time in this podcast to tell you to inform you that even though the dollar is on the DXY is screaming higher. It's almost up to 89 on the DXY. Huge move so far. And that move is getting stronger and stronger as we go. And as I wrote about a couple of weeks ago, the dollar is getting stronger against the yen, the euro, maybe the Canadian currency, Australian dollar. But it's not getting stronger intrinsically. The Fed cannot raise interest rates aggressively. They will perpetually be behind the inflation curve. And that is something that gold is starting to smell. It's starting to sniff out. Gold is above $1,200 an ounce. Gold stocks are starting to rally despite the increase of the dollar on the DXY. I think if the dollar index goes much higher and causes oil to go much lower, what we could have is we could have the trillions of dollars of junk debt that's been issued by master limited partnerships. These leveraged loans to fracking companies, this junk debt could explode because these drillers can't afford to make principal and interest payments. And that could, and since banks own about 20% of this debt, it could cause another crisis. And that's just, by the way, one tiny bit of the crisis that could occur because the economy has become so addicted to 0% interest rates and massive asset bubbles from money printing across the globe. When these things start shaking out, it is going to make 2008 look like a picnic. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.